Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
On yesterday's programme, we heard from one Sligo parent who got in touch to tell us about the state of their child's school.
My daughter sits most of the morning with her coat on, as does her little friends that are in the room. Their own door, of her door in particular, has a hole underneath it. Some of the bathrooms in these don't even work. The electrics keep cutting out on them.
1800 453 106, that's the number. Many of you getting in touch after you heard about the state of Gaelscoil Knocknarea in County Sligo yesterday. Sinéad Ní Mhuiriceu is the principal of Gaelscoil Kinsale. Sinéad, what condition is your school in?
Thanks very much for having me on the show. Our situation, I was listening to yesterday's show and it rang very, very true to our situation in Kinsale as well. With Gaelscoil Knocknarea in Sligo. I'm actually very familiar with the site because I have family in Sligo, but I wondered about how they were getting on. And then when I just heard it yesterday, I was surprised to hear that they're in a very similar situation to ourselves. We opened in 2007 with temporary accommodation, prefabricated classrooms. So they are the modular rooms that you would see all around the place. Now we started off with second-hand ones, so we started off on the back foot. But since the school got permanency in 2011, we have been campaigning for a permanent structure, permanent school building. But we've gotten nowhere really. We thought that everything was going to happen quite quickly. We were contacted by the department there in 2022. And, you know, with a great sense of urgency, oh, this is going to happen. This is happening quickly now. We need these meetings with the design team. And the design team had been appointed, etc. And it was very, very exciting. We went through the stages up to stage 2B, I would say relatively quickly. Now, when I say relatively quickly, it would have taken 2 years to get to to stage 2B. But in July 2024, we got approval from the Department of Education, or stage 2B was approved, which that basically means that the design team presented the final images or plan for the school building, and the department initially had asked for a couple of changes. These were incorporated and the department gave us the green light to go ahead. So as you can imagine, that was very exciting for us.
Yeah.
They put in for planning permission and, obviously let the parents know that this was going on, and the children were all excited. They were, you know, drawing pictures of, what they wanted the new school to have and the different things. And basically, since then, there has been nothing. The planning permission was granted over a year ago. Again, exciting. We thought that, the planning permission will be the thing that will take time. And the design team met with the community and answered all the questions and queries, etc. And we're at a standstill. So just before Christmas, November Board of Management meeting, we all contacted various local representatives and the minister looking for an update or a timeline on our school building. And we basically, word for word, got the same answer from all of them. You know, while quite sympathetic to our situation, we just got this kind of generic blurb about how much money the Department of Education was spending on buildings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but that no timeline could be given to us. There was no mention of a list being made up, anything like that.
So you don't know where you are on this list?
We're not on the list. Like I said, despite making contact with the various representatives in November, December 25, we got responses from all of them, but there was no mention about a list or, a publication coming out at the end of January. We just happened upon that information ourselves and saw that the school was not on the list. And it's just completely heartbreaking. I mean, fact of the matter is, I have been telling parents in my school community for the last 4 years that, we're getting a school, we're getting closer to having our school, etc. I feel like I'm being made to look dishonest in front of new parents that are thinking about joining the school when I'm there showing them lovely images of our projected school building, but there's literally no time scale. I feel like we have been disregarded by the department. We are, you know, our concerns are being ignored. And again, they're making, I'm feeling guilty talking to these children who, you know, start off in junior infants thinking that we're getting a school. Mm. These children are up in fourth class now, second, third, fourth class now, and still no closer, you know?
And I presume though, Sinead, when you're talking to parents as well, I mean, sure, they're probably quizzing you all the time about a potential new school, and they're probably wondering why you're not giving them a timeline, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I mean. I feel dishonest. I feel like I'm being coy or cagey and not giving this information. But the honest to God picture is that I no longer know.
You don't have it.
Two or three years ago, I felt very confident that they would be breaking ground. The design team of architects and engineers have been very, very positive, very proactive, etc.
Mm.
But they say without saying that the delay is not on their side.
Okay.
So I'm only left thinking that the delay is on the department side. And while I know there are so many schools in the country that need buildings, that need extensions, that need upgrades, we are languishing in second-hand prefab. That, you know, we've just had to put in two emergency works.
Yeah, and just to make do with them. And as we heard yesterday,
like there has been days.
Yeah,
there's been no electricity in classrooms.
Oh God,
there's no heating
okay.
in classrooms.
This is
and
what you're dealing with, and
terrible.
Staff are dealing with. Stay with me, Sinead. 1800 453 106 is the number. I think we have Anya and Melissa are with me on the line today. They're parents of students at St Patrick's School in Selbridge in County Kildare. Anya, what's the situation there?
Hi, Andrea. Not too dissimilar from Sinead's situation. Our school opened, I think it's 2007 or 2008, and it opened in temporary buildings with a promise that time that the new school would be built within 5 years. So we're coming up on 20 years now, and there's no new school. Our school is essentially rotting. There's been rumours for a while that there's been issues with the school, but there was a classroom collapse over the Christmas holidays. Thankfully, that happened during the Christmas holidays mm-hmm. when there weren't children in the classroom and there wasn't a teacher in the classroom. In the past week, a report has come to light. One of the news outlets here in Kildare, KFM, got their hands on a report that was commissioned. I think two reports, one by the school and one by the Department of Education, that were done last year, one of them March 2025, that basically outlines that the building poses an immediate threat to safety and well-being. So parents earlier in the week, I think, were in shock. You know, we couldn't believe it. We knew the school was old. You know, the new school has been planned. It's years away. Mm. Similar to Sinead, like my child is in first class. She will be, I'd say she'll be finished at secondary
school. She'll be long gone.
Before
yeah.
that new school is up and running, right? But we're in like dilapidated buildings. Like the 15th of January, one of the senior infants classes leaked so badly that class had to be sent home. There was nowhere to put them. The classroom that had failed, I believe that was second class. They had to be accommodated in the school hall. Now, school hall, it's a glorified classroom that has holes in the floor and that. But the report is damning. There are structural issues, fire safety issues mm. throughout. The fire doors aren't working. There's rodents, there's evidence of rodent burrows. Children have been coming home telling parents that they've seen mice and rats running across their classrooms, lights falling out of ceilings, tripping over floors. Like the place is held together with masking tape, and it's proving a serious threat to us. So parents have been like lobbying TDs. The North Kildare TDs have been brilliant. They've all been bringing it up in the Dáil, but we're getting the same stock answers from the Department of Education. And actually, even yesterday, two of our TDs brought it up in the Dáil, and Aidan Farrelly asked a direct question, is the building safe? And the representative from the department gave a very similar answer to what you're kind of getting, Sinead, where they basically listed out a load of projects that are ongoing.
Mm.
None of which includes our school.
None of them includes in your school.
Yeah.
And I presume, sorry, Anya, just to cut across you for a moment, I just want to bring Melissa in there as well, because Melissa's on the line as well. It's 1800 453 106. And Melissa, like, I presume for your own situation and children at the school, you probably thought this would have been long developed at this stage.
Yes, exactly. I have three children in the school in fourth class, second class, and now my youngest is in junior infants. And it makes me question, why am I signing another child up for this? But at the same time, it's a beloved school community. I can't emphasize enough how brilliant the teachers are. They care so deeply about these children, yet the conditions that they're being asked to work in are frankly just unacceptable. Like, the building's far beyond repair at this point. It needs to be replaced. And now the parents generally feel that, what sort of risk am I taking sending my child to that building every day? We are very much here trying to help them. And what if they don't know, or if they don't have that, just say, we don't have that. And that's okay. But at least some sort of consistent beat of here's what we know, here's what we don't know.
Can I come in there, Andrea?
You can indeed, yeah.
That is exactly what I was talking about when I said that I feel I'm being dishonest, or I feel like I'm somehow, you know, not being accurate with the parents. We get nothing from the department in terms of communication. The communication has been zero. You know, every couple of months I contact the department to see, you know, what's the story now, any clearer picture of what's going to happen now, etc. And literally, I get either no response, which happens an awful lot, or a very generic response that comes, like I mentioned, talking about the grand picture, the large scale things that are happening, but nothing to my school. And I completely understand that lady's, I think Melissa's frustration with not being kept in the loop, not being kept being kept informed. I would love to be able to put out any story to parents, but it is quite frankly incredible to think that we can just be left with no information while we're trying to maintain really positive. And I have to say, the parents in my school are fantastic. They're so proactive, so positive, so everything. But I can't share what I don't know.
Well, we'll certainly reach out to the Department of Education in relation to both of your situations today. I don't know that we'll have any more update than you guys currently have, but we're certainly will endeavour to do just that. For the moment, though, Sinead Ní Mhuireacu, Principal in Kinsale, Áine Melissa, parents of students in Selbridge, thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Gurb Míle Mahadat.
No problem at all. We have received a lengthy statement in relation to Gaelscoil Knocknarea in Sligo. The Department of Education has confirmed that progression of such projects forms part of the continued rollout of projects on a prioritised basis to meet the most urgent needs in terms of provision of additional capacity and modernisation of existing facilities. And in this regard, the Department has published a list of the 105 school building projects in the first tranche to proceed to construction or tender over the 2026 and 2027 period. The first tranche of the 105 school buildings projects includes 80 large-scale and additional school accommodation scheme projects. These were prioritised with a strong focus on maximising existing capacity and prioritising project rollout to meet the most urgent needs, particularly to support special education needs provision. And this is from a very long and lengthy statement they've sent us. That's probably the most interesting part from it. Happy to send that on to Gaelscoil Knocknarea as well. If you want to share your own story about the state of your own child's school, drop us an email over the weekend, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.